couple crops like some couple crops are grown, you know. Some of them are hulls for hay, some are turned back to the soil, you see, to add organic matter and stuff to some put it back on. Some that's for some of the cover crops, and some of, you know, they're planted there for several reasons. One reason is to control erosion and, you know, where you got a crop vegetation going on, soil that won't wash as fast because that sod and everything tends to hold it. And the blades of grass, you know, check the flow of water, you know. And then we say we break it under to add organic matter and humus to the soil, and then we use some of it for hay. And after you get up to the seeds, we go in there with a mowing machine and cut it, and we let it, say, maybe stay there a day, a couple of days, all depend type of hay, until it dry, cure. And then you come back.
The mowing machine would cut it off, and would it stack it in certain ways?
It's fall flat. The mowing machine just go right through there, and it just cut it, and it just fall right back flat.
It wouldn't pick it up, and I see. So it just laid in the feed.
It's laid on the swat, right? It's flat. And then after, you see, you lay there until it, that sun is, and it's cure. To a certain extent, and then you come back with a rake. You got a rake, then to rake it up in those what we call windrows, you see, with a kind of pile on. And then you're going back when I first came around, wasn't too many folks baling it. Then they would pick it up, after rake it up like that. They'd come along with forks and wagons, you know, pick it up, put it on the wagon, then they stack it, put them stacks. Sort of feed
to. So you'd pick it up off these windrows, and then
put it on a wagon. Just place it on a wagon, and then you take it, haul it away wherever you want it, and then just stack it.
Mm-hmm. You tell me more about the stacks. Were those how high would they be?
Well, how they would usually that where they stacked, they would take you'd probably go cut them up. A little tree, what they call a saplin, maybe not too large, about 6 or 8 inches in diameter at the bottom part of it. And usually, I guess they were usually around somewhere around about 15 feet in height. And then they were stacked around there, they started stacking at the bottom, you know, they started placing it here all the way around that pole and kind of and packing it as they grew up, you know. It's got to keep the same distance around all the way around. They keep stacking until they got to the top. When they got to about the top, they start taping it off, you know, when they got right at the top of the pole. That's in order to keep, let the, you know, rain would drain over it. Water would drain.
And how would you use that hay?
So where you just go start at the top, start taking it off.
Oh, I see. A lot of work. It would be about 12, 15 feet high then.
They're about 12, 15 feet stacks then. Nice. Now they got machines now that, you know, stackers, they put them, but it's not stacked that same way, you know. I think they're kind of rectangular shapes, you know. A big machine that go along, pick it up, you know, and press it, and it even got a press to it, you know. It's really put together there.
Did you ever have a need to bundle hay or
bale?
Well, I was thinking of a bundle. You've seen these bundles.
The round bundles. Yeah, well, that's type of baling, you know. Where we have that, you know, where you can